You think God just dropped you down in your life and didn't put in you everything that you need to do everything He's called you to do? Break it down, Furtick. All right. If God put me in it, He put it in me. But see, I have surface words that have been spoken over me that create insecurities that keep me from believing what God said and moving in what He made me for. Can I tell you how much I suck at most stuff? I mean, really, really bad. I'll be right back. I got some other stuff back here. Y'all good? Y'all good? I've been excited to preach this word. I really want to give it to you. Okay, I'll be right back. I'll be right back. Some stuff. Now, when I say I'm bad at basketball, I mean my kids started beating me at horse when they were 4 years old. I am so bad. I'm not saying like, oh, I'm not really good behind the line. No, I'm saying I'm not good against the backboard on a ladder. I can't shoot a basketball. And here's how bad it was. When God called me to preach, now we're talking about what you were made for. Don't get distracted like I'm giving you a history lesson on my life. I know you don't come to church for a memoir, but there's something like this for you. Okay? And I remember when I first went around preaching, me and Holly would go to these little churches, and we would end up, after I preached, the kids would all want to go in the gym and play basketball. And then it would undo the good impression that I made on the pulpit when they saw me play basketball. They're like, that guy can't know God. Look at it. Look at him out there. Look how he moves. And so I went to my friend. Now, I'm going to tell you this is a detail that you may not need, but I went to my friend. She was the captain of the Lady Stags, the Berkeley Stags, the high school team. And I said, I need help. I said, I'm out here preaching. She said, I don't know anything about preaching. I said, I don't need preaching. I need you to teach me about basketball. And I said, can I come over? And we went out in her driveway. And after an hour, she said, maybe you should just ref. Okay, I'll be right back. I'll be right back. Y'all hang out right there. Because I'm bad at that. Another thing I want to show you, this one's a little bit more close to home. When I told them what to get me, y'all look at me. I said, get a pink hammer. Just to symbolize that Holly is a better handyman than I am. Now see, I don't like to tell you stuff like this when I preach because I look kind of manly. I got a beard. But I need to show you this because it's going to help you with something. It's going to set you free from something. When we first got married, I felt so insecure, inept, incompetent, incapable, insufficient. Because I thought a good husband was a good handyman. That was the image I had. My dad could fix stuff. Her dad can fix stuff. What kind of husband can I be if I can't fix anything? Bird in a bowl. Put that on the camera. Put that on the camera. Bird in a bowl. That's you. Oh, God. Well, I'm not good at that. I'm not quick on my feet. Well, be slow on your feet. Be deliberate. Be accurate. Chop them right in the throat when you hit. Boom. Right there. Because I was a fish in a tree in second grade. The teacher said, nobody wants to just hear you talk all the time. I'm a bad bird. Let me fly. I believe I can fly. Move in what you're made for. Let them say what they want. Let them count you out. You got what it takes. You were made for this, baby. Ah, tell the birds, back up, I'm blessed. Tell the fish, swim us. So, let's make a trade. Bring me a mic. She didn't need a handyman. She needed a holy man. Give me my mic. I just had the wrong thing in my hand. And if you will focus with enough gratitude on what God gave you and how God made you, you little quirky bird, you little funky fish, you little weird, you get focused enough on what he gave you beneath the surface of what you see that's not what you thought it was supposed to be, and you can knock down giants, and God can break down walls, and you can see great and mighty things. So I can't be her handyman. I'm her holy man. I like that. Make me a t-shirt. I'm your holy man. It's good because God prepared us in advance. Don't get me started. I'll start spelling words wrong. Prepared. Prepared. Take it, take it, take it. I'm done with it. Prepared. Somebody say prepared. All right, let's ask Vanna White, can we buy a vowel? I want to buy an I. Prepared. Paired. Come here, Holly. Come here. Come here. Come here. Prepared. Prepared. She was prepared. This is how I know God is God. Because on the second day, he made the water. On the fifth day, he made the fish to go in it. On the second day, he made the sky. On the fifth day, he made the bird to fly in it. And the birds are smarter than we were. Because we spent the first 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. How long is it going to take for us to go to fish school and learn what the fish and the birds knew from the moment God spoke them? You didn't see a fish flapping around in the sky, but you see people all the time trying to dress like something they're not, talk like something they're not, walk like something they're not, quacking and waddling all around, you ugly duckling. I'm putting all the fairy tales and Disney characters in this sermon because I want you to get it. I want you to get it. I want you to get that you're handmade. That you're handmade. I'm not talking about marriage. This is an illustration. We were prepared. And when you preached yesterday, I was so proud. My barber was cutting my hair. He said, "Be still. I'm going to gap you up and you're going to make me look bad on camera." I said, "I'm sorry. She's just doing so good." She was out there in Austin, Texas preaching. And he said, "Yeah. You from Austin? You are?" She was bringing the gospel to your homeland in fine style. And when it was done, Fly Tie said, you must be proud. I said, "You have no idea how proud, because I know the process. I know all the insecurity that she pushed through to preach like that. Let me tell you a few. You mind if I tell them?" It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. She got to forgive me for this, because this is what God told me to tell you. She is saying, "All right, let the fish fill the water. Let the birds fill the sky. You will fill what you are formed for when you stop complaining about where you don't fit. When you find your water, when you find your sky, when you stop asking, can I be a part of that world?" Mm. And Holly's saying, "I wish I could preach and be more spirit-filled." You know what she meant? Spontaneous. Because where we grew up, scripted and structure meant it wasn't spirit-filled. So she was a bird in a bowl. You love birds? Hold that bowl. She was in that bowl. The bowl of her belief about what God needed her to be for her to be effective. And now y'all make me mad because y'all see me in the store and y'all say, "We love when Holly preaches." I'm like, what am I supposed to do with that? I love it when she preaches too. She's not as available for romantic interludes when she's preaching on weeks. So I'm not going to let her preach too much. Spontaneous. That's my gift. This is my water. This is my sky. This is me being me. Blame it on the birds. Blame it on the birds. Blame it on the birds. I got excited. Because even that, they'll put on YouTube, they'll say, this isn't preaching. This is a motivational seminar with a failed B-rate comedy hour on it like that. Okay. You swim in your sea. I'll swim in mine. We can both be blessed. We can both be blessed. I'll preach it how I preach it. You preach it how you preach it. They told Finney, I don't like your style of evangelism. He said, what's yours? Said, I don't have one yet. He said, I like mine better. I like mine better. I like mine better. I like my wife better, you know, because I watched you. He said, you must be proud. I said, I am because I know the process, not the product. People will see the product. But God knows all the mess that you're in right now. And by hand, he's crafting and designing you for it because he prepared it with you. So I watched her. I watched her go from I'm not spirit-filled to realizing that the Spirit of God can fill a script. That you don't have to wing it. Bird reference. And yet the craziest thing is, now when she speaks and I see the Spirit of God, it reminds me of Genesis 1:2, that the Spirit was hovering over the surface, trying to bring forth what was already there. You know how many birds are in bowls today because of the insecurity that imprisons you? And you can't move in it because you weren't made for it. Quit trying to fit in with those friends that aren't good for you. Huh? Let me be dad for a minute. Let me be dad for a minute. Let me move in what I'm made for a minute, okay? All right, God has given me a parental anointing just as well. And there are times in my kid's life where I'm like, you don't fit there because it's not for you. I'm not saying you're better than anybody, but you don't fit there because they're for you. So everybody who doesn't want to be your friend, the real you, is doing you a favor. Uh-huh. Oh, I'm going to preach somebody free today. You've been in this bowl going like, well, why can't... Some of you are trying to be sinners and you suck at it. Because you're not supposed to be a sinner. You're a saint. You're the righteousness of God. You're a child of the light. You're a child of the light. And that's why darkness doesn't feel right to you. Make the confession. Say, I'm a child of the light. Now let there be light over your life. Let there be light over your life. Let there be light over your life. Because I'm a child of the light. And if it doesn't fit, it's not for you. Give me that blazer. Now, I'm going to show you how silly you look. Trying to fit in to the customs of this world. Some of y'all are encouragers, and you are trying your best to be negative because negative is so normal now, and you're not even good at it. Some of y'all need to stop cussing because y'all don't even know how to cuss correctly. You sound silly. Give me that. Now, I could put this on. I told her I was going to do this. I said, what if I rip it? She said, then rip it if you got to rip it. Because I want you to notice something. It wasn't made for me. So I can't move in it. That's the mindset you've been in. This insecure, y'all can't take me seriously. You got to get it off you. Oh, she said, turn around so we can see how you look from the back. This is you. Oh, I can't be free. Oh, I can't fly. Oh, I'll do it. Oh, nobody. Get it off you and get back. Take this jacket, girl. And know that he is God. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. Watch this, birds. I can fly too. Woo! Come on, you were made to praise. Do what you were made to do. You were made to glorify.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.